Let's get some more drinks here. Because I wait a minute.
All right. Welcome back. Another episode of Struggle Studios. This is episode 104. I'm Grant Jordan with my other two hosts, CJ and Cassius. Before we get started, follow us on our social medias, our Twitios. Oh my God, Twitio. Hey, new platform coming soon. Twitio. Follow our Twitter, Studio Struggle, Instagram Struggle Studio _. We have TikTok Struggle Studio, and we also have a YouTube gaming channel, Struggle Studio Gaming. We've been going crazy on there. We just hit 500 subs. Clap it up, everybody. All right, the whole Struggle Studio unit. All right. In at the unit, bang. All right. And for the audio listeners on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you name it, bro. We also have a visual Struggle Studios on your YouTube. Just type in Struggle Studios. We should be boom right there, you know. We just got motion right now. We on fire a little bit, all right? But and we also have a Discord for niggas who are also watching the visual. Go in the description, join in, you know, we talk gaming, music, anime, just join that shit. Come on, just join that shit. All right.
It's only one click away, bro. Come on now.
Literally one click away. And we don't do this enough, bro. Hit a like button. You know, cause you know, we don't have to do this. How y'all doing? How y'all feeling this lovely week before Christmas?
I mean, I guess inside of Christmas, you know.
Are you, CJ?
Yes.
CJ, has Christmas fell off? Obviously not the biblical version, right?
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah. Has Christmas fell off for you?
Has Christmas fell off?
For young nigga. Youth. Cool. Youth.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess pretty much just good to spend time with family, I guess, you know?
Yes.
Yes. So no.
Stop the cap.
Seriously, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. To me, I think it comes to get older, bro. I feel like I kind of enjoy the process of seeing other people open their gifts more than like
actually receiving
the gifts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nothing really like. I don't really get excited for like.
Hey, what'd you say? I'm a pleaser. Hey.
Yeah. I don't really get excited for like things anymore. I don't know why. And it's not like material things don't really excite me that much anymore. You know.
Yeah,
like I like doing stuff sometimes, but like getting stuff, I don't really.
Okay. For me, it's different. Okay, I don't like. For me, the anticipation of getting stuff, I don't have that anymore.
Yeah,
but when I'm like right there in the moment, I do enjoy it, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but like not like fucking I can't sleep at night or I gotta find out a YouTube video to make me go to sleep instantly. Yeah. Just to get ready for Christmas. not no more.
Personal experience.
Nah, nigga.
What's a secondhand
experience?
What's a gift that you like? You used to hate as a kid, but like now you're getting like shit. That shit got a fire,
bro. Fucking socks, underwear, like tank top, t-shirt, like undershirts.
Yes, sir.
Bro, cologne, bro, anything like that, bro. I love it, bro. I love it now, bro. But growing up, I used to hate that shit, bro. When grandma used to get a shit like that, like, bro, what are you doing, nigga? Where's my new Naruto game at, bro?
Man, that's crazy. I wrote it on the list, nigga. You couldn't mess it up. It's on the list.
That's literally how it's go.
Yeah,
but you know. Now I appreciate the small things.
Yeah,
100%.
And we apologize for people who are just listening ahead of time. We're all like freaking stuffy nosed, coughing.
Yeah, it is that, you know,
runny nose.
It's that time of the year, bro.
So we definitely apologize for like the freaking assault on your ears. You gonna be hearing us speak, but either way, we're here.
Let's get into the topic. All right, hip hop shit. All right, Tory and Meg.
Hey.
Tory, Canada. this shit's been a roller coaster, literally.
The trial. Well, I think for the moment it started, till now it's been kind of.
Yeah. I'm saying the whole thing's been a roller coaster. Yeah. To be honest.
So yeah, just give us the rundown, bro.
We will. Yeah. Because I don't think like you who was just under a rock don't know who the fuck Tory Lanez is today. Do you?
No.
I knew. You gonna make something?
She's like a rapper.
What song she got?
A song like. Probably a ratchet song. I don't know.
Damn. What the fuck?
What was that nigga that for who said oh, was that Kaisenat?
Destiny.
Yeah, he saw Destiny, bro.
Kaisenat. All the ice goes speed.
But okay, for those who don't know, I don't see how you wouldn't. But I think what 2020, I believe this happened. 2020, okay. It's like mid like quarantine and shit like that.
Yeah.
Tory Lanez and Megan Thee Stallion got in an altercation. After a college dinner party, Meg Stallion got shot, and she alleged that Tory shot her. And actually, she flat out just said Tory shot me. All right, Tory to this day said, "I didn't shoot you, nigga." And then it's been a whole case of his word versus her word for like years now. We're finally hitting the trial. Yeah. I think maybe like a couple days from now, like a couple like 3 or 4 days ago.
Yeah, probably
from now. Or for niggas listening,
the verdict. You mean the verdict or like?
No, we're not bringing a verdict. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Like the trial just started.
Oh yeah.
The trial just started a couple days ago. I mean, right now we're mid trial, so maybe hopefully by the time next week or next podcast we get fucking that at least the fucking
conclusion.
You know, I really don't think the way this case is going. Three black hooligans is crazy. hopefully by the time next podcast we can just get this shit put to bed. All right. But the way it's going, I really don't think we're gonna get an answer. Like it's too much. It's too much gray lining and just complete confusing mess of a job from the cops getting evidence. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, how is someone gonna be in the scene and you're not gonna like admit them a suspect? All right,
yeah.
How naive of a police officer just because you're a woman to just because you're a friend or just because, like, bro. I don't know what why the cops just believe somebody and not just do the job, you know?
Bro, I heard instead of like using like placards for like the blood trail, the nigga take shit he had in his pocket. I had a quarter right here for this placard, a pencil right here, bro, a pen. So I have like actual like little, you know, on First 48 when somebody gets shot, had like a yellow little 1, 2, 3. They couldn't even keep up.
Ex podcast member Steve said, "What if Meg had a Jerry Springer moment?" You the father moment of Tory.
What the hell?
Switch on them. But yeah, this whole thing's been a mess. And let's just like start it from the day one of the trial. Day one of the trial, it already seemed like Meg's story wasn't holding up. Like it's been like little cracks of inconsistencies and shit like that. Then day two, it was like I'm butchering it a little bit. It's not exactly day one, day three, but this is kind of like a recap about
what I feel like a movie. I ain't gonna lie.
Shit like a movie, all right? So, let me break it down story a little more. Okay, before the shots went off, it was a whole altercation between Tori, Meg Thee Stallion's best friend, Kelsey, all right, and Meg Thee Stallion, okay?
It was a three-way fight, bro.
All right. Allegedly, everyone's throwing insults. Everyone's calling each other names. Nigga saying Tory only hot because he got fucking a feature on What's Poppin' with Jack Harlow.
Damn.
Fucking Tory's like, "Why you on my dick, Meg? I'm trying to get with Kylie." Mm-hmm. Then fucking Kelsey is like, "Nigga, what you mean trying to get with Kylie? You with me?" And then Tory like, "Nigga, fuck it, I'm with both of y'all."
Damn.
And then that's when that shit get hectic, right? That shit get hectic, nigga, get a car. Shit, man. But we don't know who did it. No, we don't know who did it. All right, but what it seems right now is like, bro, everyone is just trying to get at this case without going to jail. You know, like,
because
someone shot the gun. All right,
yeah.
Someone okay. Kelsey said she didn't do it. Tori said she didn't do it.
The bodyguard.
Or Tori said he'd do it. Kelsey said he didn't do it.
The bodyguard's in Bali. Cannot find a nigga, bro.
The bodyguard on fucking vacation with Jay-Z.
Cannot find a nigga, bro.
Bro, it's too many, it's too much weird shit going around. And it, right now, I can't see no jury coming to the conclusion that Tori did this or Kelsey did it, you know?
Oh, you forgot the main part. Kelsey, shit. She has a freaking immunity deal, bro.
Oh, yes.
Immunity deal. So she can't go to jail no matter what. So she can, like, tell...
Oh,
like,
no, she can't go to jail.
She go to jail, she lying.
Yeah, she lying. She lied. Like everything that's staring right now, either we have to believe the truth. Because if she's lying, then she just purchased.
And she's definitely lying out there. She definitely lying ass over there, bro. So, if you didn't shoot her, and the bodyguard didn't shoot her, and she didn't shoot herself, who shot her?
Like, bro...
I don't know.
The moment that made me think, like, Kelsey, you had that gun in your hand, bro.
Yeah.
Is when they asked her, I think, it was like, did Tori threaten y'all with the gun or something like that?
Yeah,
and she was like, yes, and then she was like, okay, what did you do after that threat?
Like,
I plead the fifth, and for those niggas who don't know what that means, pleading the fifth is like you can't like saying something that's going to incriminate yourself in the stand. All right, so then let's say if me and you was went to candy shop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, and they're like, all right, CJ, were you and Grant at the candy stop or the candy store on December 3rd, 2022, and you could be like, I plead the fifth, all right? Because if you saying you've been there incriminates you, mm-hmm. you know, you just really just
yeah, it's one of your rights. You don't have to like testify against yourself. You know,
for niggas who don't know what that means, that's what that means, right? So Kelsey pleading the fifth, fucking dozens of times, it's just a little suspect, you know, yeah. literally. But the way she did it was like some Better Call Saul shit, bro.
Yeah,
her pleading the fifth mid trial, like some movie shit. And knowing damn well, like her, like when Kelsey came in the court, mm-hmm. everyone assuming that she's gonna flip on Tori, right? Yeah. She did the opposite, so like that threw everyone off.
She's a liar. Some a man. Named out the whole Christmas list of men she stole from her. I was like, damn, bro, like.
Kelsey, in front of the jury.
Huh?
In front of the jury, in front of public court, everything, bro. So that shit's really like a movie. So, but you know, we're not saying Tori didn't shoot Meg. Or Tori did shoot Meg. We don't know, all right? And I said...
I think the sad part is, bro, is that, first of all, there wasn't enough evidence. This trial should never have been trialed. There's not enough evidence to charge Tori. I don't know why they even tried to do this. It's like embarrassment for the DA. Mm. And I feel like the sad thing is, even if Tori did shoot her, this trial is so bad that he wouldn't even face justice for it. Even if he did, even if you believe that Tori really shot her, and he know he shot her, he would never face like the trial. He, like, you'll never know that he actually shot her from this trial, bro. That's kind of crazy. So like, if he is some crazy maniac, he's going out scot free for that, bro. He might get hit with a gun charge. But I don't know about that. But shooting her, he'll never get charged for that, bro. There's no way. No jury's finding nobody. No jury's saying without a reasonable doubt
that. Yeah. Like there's too much doubt in this case. Yeah. Like that's like the bottom line of it. So, you know, justice for Meg, I guess. But
so essentially, Tori called Saul.
Yeah, bro, his
lawyer is Saul, bro.
His lawyer is Saul, bro.
His lawyer acting like Saul Goodman right now. Yeah. Kind of crazy. But anything else you want to say on this situation? I'm just ready for shit to end. I ain't gonna lie. Yeah. Ready for it, nigga. Get the verdict. Guilty, not guilty.
Do you think if Tori's found not guilty on anything, right? What happens to his career?
Nigga, back booming. I ain't gonna lie.
Back booming.
Niggas peak Tori. I ain't gonna lie. To be honest, because he already been. I feel like his music already got better.
Uh-huh.
Now you can get playlisted again. So,
maybe,
you know, but it's some more, bro, it's some more court shit, some more, you know, rap criminal activity shit, nigga Gunna, all right, I really think Gunna playing this moment, because he tried this shit mid Tori and Meg, fucking trial,
yeah.
This shit came out, or he got released from jail, all right,
yeah,
for those that know, YSL, a label, a gang now, all right, a clothing brand. they got hit with a RICO last year. I think it was last year. Or no, this year.
Yeah, this year.
Early this year. It's been like 7 months, I think. Yeah. It's a nigga been in jail. YSL got hit with a RICO. So, Young Thug, Jeffrey Sets, okay? They got locked up. Gunna Wanna. What is the other name? I don't know. Mr. Dripper Drown.
Yeah.
Lil Duke.
Push your P himself.
Mr. P himself.
Push him, please, bro. Push him, please.
And a handful of other YSL members. They all got locked up. All right. They've been locked up. Mm-hmm. But starting a couple of days ago, niggas starting to, you know, come out slowly by slowly.
Yeah.
And like niggas like, what's going on? How niggas getting out? And Thug still in.
Yeah.
So we get the word that Gunna's getting freed. And like, okay, free Gunna. Gunna's finally free. Gunna finally free.
Mm-hmm.
And then Gunna comes out immediately before he's even free. Like he comes out with like an Instagram statement, which is kind of weird. I'm like, what the fuck is this? He's like, before I say anything, I didn't snitch. I didn't talk to these niggas or something. Blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
And they were like, oh, okay, that's a little weird. That's a little weird.
Okay.
Nigga, 20 minutes later, the video come out. the audio in court come out. The audio in court come out. It's YSL. A gang and a music label. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Sergio Kitchens. Were you and Jeffrey Williams, a.k.a. Sets, a.k.a. King Slime, a.k.a. Young Thugger Thugger, a.k.a. had that dress because he had a stick under it. Were you in the car with Jeffrey Williams, and were those guns not yours? Yes, ma'am, they weren't. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Bro. The whole, like it looks so bad for him. I ain't gonna lie, bro. It looks bad for him.
Yeah.
But then again, this is coming from three niggas who don't care about that shit, bro. Like, don't care. We not from the street, bro. Like, bro, nigga, we don't care about no snitching, bro. I'm sorry, nigga. Nigga, if you hit my kid with a fucking, if you drunk driver hit my kid, bro, I'm snitching, bro. Like, yeah. Nigga, if you boom somebody in my family, bro, and I see you, bro, they're like, I'm snitching, bro. Yeah, we're snitching, like, nigga, bro. Nigga, if I see you put something in your pocket, bro, and someone saying, so the cop say, nigga, you said nigga put it in his pocket, nigga, I'm telling, yes, bro, yes, I see a nigga put it in his pocket, bro. It was not me. All right. I'm keeping that stack, bro. Like, obviously, when it comes to, like, friends
don't
and family.
Don't do crime around me, bro. Don't do crime around me, bro.
Obviously, when it comes to friends and family, like, yeah. this is, like, a loyalty level. Like, yeah. like if it's come, like, something happened to you or TJ, yeah. obviously, I would take the fall if I had to, you know? Yeah. If there's something, you know, like, something that, like, you didn't try to do, like type shit. Like let's say you fucking accidentally, I don't know. What's a hypothetical that would be going to be crazy?
I don't know. You fucking jaywalked or something. I don't know. Like, or, like.
I didn't see you on, bro. I didn't see you on. I ain't no rap, nigga. I ain't no rap. But yeah. But niggas are saying gun is a snitch. How you feel about that, guys?
Bro, his nigga's not ain't gunner no more, bro. That's Sergio Kitchens, bro. That's Sergio Kitchens, bro. He is not gunner no more, bro. He's a rat. He's a civilian, just like me, bro. That's Sergio Kitchens, bro. Call him by his government name, bro.
But the funniest shit that is that Gunna, Young Thug, and I think one thing another wise member had a song called Take It to Trial. It's crazy.
Why ain't taking a trial, bro?
Yeah, that song called Take It to Trial.
Take It to Trial, bro.
Nigga took the plea.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Okay. I'll play Devil's Advocate, bro. Devil's Advocate. Mm-hmm. Okay, we all knew the Gunna didn't have, like, a lot of charges, right?
Yeah, we all knew the Gunna was facing, like, probably the one of the least amount of time.
If you're Gunna, right? Mm-hmm. And you got, like, millions of dollars, and, like, you know, rap, like, your name is, like, everything, right?
Nigga said Gunna snitch, he's no longer YSL.
You know, like, being a rapper is, like, your name is, like, everything, right? You can't be a rat.
Yeah.
Rat, allegedly.
You just look at his time.
Yeah. Would you just ate the time and just got out and came home? Or are you trying to get home for Christmas, bro? You trying to get home for Christmas, bro?
I'm trying to get home for Christmas. I'm not going
to
lie, bro.
Yeah, that's like something I got to get home for Christmas.
How did you get a BBL banner from jail, bro?
Nigga got a girl, a BBL, fresh BBL. So they opened the gates to jail, bro. Fresh BBL. Jumping to me back. but yeah, if I'm in a scenario, I ain't going to lie. I'm holding that down, bro.
You already been there for like 6 months, bro. Like you already there, bro.
Like you missed fucking Valentine's Day, bro. You missed fucking goddamn St. Patrick's Day.
You missed her loss.
You missed her loss. You missed fucking 4th of July. You missed Thanksgiving, bro. You might as well miss Christmas too, bro.
Yeah.
I just feel like it was too much a risk. Like now, okay. If niggas call me a snitch, now it's life jeopardy. All right. Yeah. Cause unlike just 9, I feel like Young. Allegedly. Young Thug got motion. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Yeah. So you might get some shit done. You might get some shit done, allegedly. In GTA.
Bro, already, bro. I went to Walmart, bro. Wanted to make me a grilled cheese in Walmart. All the fucking cheese was gone, bro. I opened my phone up Instagram. This nigga throwing cheese at Gunna car, bro. Like, yeah, nigga got all the cheese. All the cheese, nigga. Throwing at his car is crazy, bro.
But what do you think this means for his career, bro? You think you dropping off Gunna? Mm-hmm. Normal life now?
I don't care. Personally, I don't care. I like all his music. So, like, he's snitchy to snitchy, but, like, people don't clown him.
How do you feel if a playlist is started at Bad Ballo?
Bro, I don't say I want him to, because it is hitting since 9. I want to see what happened since 9, happened to Gunna. Just at least keep it standard, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, keep the whole, like, you know, the rap actually don't respect snitches, all that stuff. I don't like the double standard type thing.
Ooh, but Bam made a good point. Man said, you the time, you ain't getting out soon. Mm-hmm. You snitch, you come out with a target in your back. It's lose-lose.
I don't know. It's not. I think it's not lose-lose. I think it's. Oh wait, it's definitely lose-lose because nobody gonna be in jail.
Yeah.
But I feel like in Gunna's case, just Gunna's case, Sergio Kitchens' case, he had the least time, bro. Like he had the least time that.
Okay, but like here's how things can go wrong. All right. Let's say Gunna stays in jail. All right.
Yeah.
This is. Let's start with this, bro. Some IQ shit, you know. Gunna my that's a fast one. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Gunna being one of the biggest YSL members, like the biggest, like I was like famous YSL, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's say Gunna's like he holding it down with Young Thug, all right?
Yeah.
So everyone that took him please besides Young Thug and Gunna. Now it's gonna be them niggas and everyone's saying it's a gang and then not even the top of it, bro.
Yeah.
So and Gunna being a nigga that hasn't done really anything allegedly from what we know, all right? Gunna saying like a nigga who just really just on Instagram popping, just chilling and shit, bro. Just rapping and shit.
Yeah.
If him being in YSO and when it's officially a gang now at this point, okay, because before he said that, it wasn't a gang, all right?
Yeah.
Allegedly, okay, it wasn't a gang. They thought it was a gang. They tried to indict it on gangs, but they were still holding it to, like, it's a record label. It's just a group, you know? Now it's officially a gang. So now anything that they got, any sentence they got, can hit times two, I feel like.
Yeah.
So let's say he say it then, And now he facing, okay, now you're in the gang officially. Mm-hmm. You feel me? So, I can see why maybe he's the first one to jump out of the plane, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Someone said, can't Gunner just go and hide and like fly to Japan or Costa Rica?
Damn, you a nigga, the FBI on the ass? Nigga gonna be most wanted?
No, I mean, technically you do what you want. He's not on probation. He's just kind of like...
I'm sure it's better than this.
But if you read the fine print, if anybody do take it to trial,
yeah.
If they need someone to justify the wife of the gang, he has to come back and say it.
You understand?
He has to say, he has to point at nigga. Yeah, it was him.
Him?
Yeah.
Him. Bodies.
Yeah. You gotta get point niggas out.
I'm just curious. Who released the footage, bro?
Huh? Who released the footage? That nigga's hot, bro. Oh, no, bro. That nigga's bro, some white suburban nigga.
I know this nigga ain't snitching, bro.
It can't be, bro.
Not even the
court. I gotta wanna. But, so yeah. Okay, do you think he's snitching?
Huh?
I wanna hear your point of view. Someone like super young.
Do I think he is snitching?
Yes.
Yes. Bro, they literally caught him on camera, right? Mm. No?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, that's proof gunning, bro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
He's respectful. Real respectful. Real nice and kind, bro. Real polite.
Like, I don't understand why he would do it though. Like, it's just, I get he doesn't. He doesn't he have like a family?
He has a family. Yes, nigga. What the fuck? He would, bro. Did you have like a family or something? Nigga? That's okay. Like a family, nigga.
Okay, he has a family. He wants to get back to, bro.
Yeah,
everyone.
But now. Family. He has a target on his back, essentially. If he did snitch, it looked like he did, but you know.
What is your view on snitching? What is your view on snitching? Like someone being a telltale on you.
On me?
Just in general, if you don't cry, not like you freaking didn't do your homework. Someone say, "Dang, you didn't do your homework."
I feel like. Okay, you gotta be around the right people, bro. Mm-hmm. I mean, well, not like crime and something like that, bro. I'm not in crime.
Today, so,
like
you and a group of friends get locked up. On a murder charge, right, today.
Okay.
Damn.
You didn't do it today, all right? Okay. You know who did it. But y'all getting charged 15 years. What are you doing?
I'm not gonna lie. 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
I'm snitching, bro. No,
CJ.
Damn. Bro, now I'm a murder charge? A murder charge, bro? Two, bro. Hey, a murder charge? Two, bro. I ain't trying to murder nobody, bro.
Season 2, bro. I'm snitching, bro. I'm snitching, bro. Don't do no crime around me, bro.
That's what I'm saying. Bro, why would you...
I'm not sitting more than an hour in that cell, bro. I ain't lying.
I'm going to look you dead in your eyes, bro. I'm going to say, why you did that?
And don't let the detective offer me some Popeyes, bro. Don't let offer me some food, bro.
okay. So now, okay. Now how do you feel about niggas who live that life? All right, like okay. So,
okay,
so,
if you're about that, if you're about that life, then you probably shouldn't be snitching like that, bro. Because me personally, I'm not about that life. Mm. I don't like go around murder people, robbing people, bro.
This is kind of off topic, but like a little topic. All right. So calling the police. What about that? If you're against it, can you call the police?
If you're a gangster, can
you... Okay, call? Like, let's say, okay, your house got broken into.
Okay.
They shut your mom up. Mm-hmm. All right. She dead.
Wait. Oh, dang.
She's dead. Dang. Well, calling the police. That's snitching.
I mean, yes, it would, but it'd be warranted, though. But, like, bro, I'm not... I mean, yeah, it would be warranted bro, to call the police, though.
Bro, niggas be like, so your mama on Sunday morning, right? And she cooking dinner.
We're going to catch. Act like they were inside and what happened to that second in that day.
Your mom in the kitchen, right?
It was him.
This how niggas be. Your mom in the kitchen cooking Sunday dinner, right? Mm-hmm. She hear a little. You can see that. You and your band like, dang, who's that? Look at the window. Oh, that's Paul, bro. Paul doing here. Your mom open the door. Oh, hey, Paul. And then hear Paul. Lay your mom out, bro. Niggas be like, bro, I'm not snitching on Paul, bro. I'm getting my get back. Niggas are so stupid, bro. So dumb. Paul be walking for you for the rest of his life, bro. You're not touching Paul, bro. You're not touching Paul, bro.
If you really got like that, do it, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
No, you fucking idiot.
If you really got it.
Paul, see you. That's you, bro.
If you're like that, bro, you're like that, bro.
You're not touching Paul, bro.
If you
get the law, bro.
If you get in the back.
Call the law.
If you get in the back with Paul, bro.
Say, you think nigga John Wick, bro?
If you like that, you like that, bro.
You got a vengeance.
You're not getting your get back, bro.
If you're a real gangster like that, bro, you got it, bro. But if you ain't,
You're not getting get back, bro. Call the law, bro. Call the law.
Hello? That's what I'm doing, bro.
All right, CJ. All right. I think Akron just had the same scenario, all right?
Okay.
Let's say, okay, let's time skip. So you, time skip. You're in the future, right? All right. Okay. You, what, 30 years old, all right? You have a son, all right?
Okay.
Your son is playing the road, all right?
Playing the road?
Playing the road, but spirit game, like he's not doing the crazy. He's being safe, okay?
Daddy, look at me. Toss the ball back.
He's playing basketball on your little mini court, all right?
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. Nigga, all you see is... Boom. Young boy, boom. boom. You see a nigga hand outside the window. Drinking a fucking... A Bud Light.
Yeah.
Okay.
That nigga full on truck your son with his car, bro. Dragging your son today.
Mm-hmm.
Dead body, limp. Drag him today.
Yeah.
Are you telling the police
that
today?
That nigga.
It was right him. There. Right here. It was
right
him,
there.
Your honor.
Right there, bro.
So you telling
him? Yes,
you know,
bro.
But wait. You know he live. You know we do live. You can get your get back, bro.
I'm not getting my get back, bro. I'll call the police.
Okay. Now, the same scenario, but you're a gangster. Hmm? All right?
I'm a gangster?
Yes. How you justify it?
Hmm? Yes. So police show up. Please show up, because obviously neighbors don't see it. Everybody see it. Please show up. And they'd be like, did you see who ran over your son? And left his fucking left arm on the side of the road, and his right arm on the fucking playground, and his fucking neck is in the fucking your mailbox.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
you're a gangster.
If I'm a real
true gangster. Real stepper. Yeah. Big shotter.
I'm not a gangster.
No.
Right now, I'm not a gangster. But if I was really down in the trenches, down like that, all
yes,
right?
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. King's Line.
I'd probably lock away the key.
So you're not telling?
Yeah.
You're not telling?
So
I'm going to try to boom myself, bro. I'm not a gangster. Me personally. I'm not about that life. But if I were a true diehard gangster, bro.
We're going to spooks, ain't gonna lie. Spooks a while in the chat. Again, everybody who listen to the audio on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, go to YouTube for the visuals. All right, niggas going crazy in chat right now. I'm not gonna piece them in the city sand, bro. They acting wild. All right, but
I'm gonna call 12, bro.
I'm gonna call 12, nigga. I'm gonna dial 911 for some niggas in chat, bro. But okay, let's get into gaming.
Right. Oh wait.
Okay, well,
but speaking of gaming, and it kind of has the rapping thing too, right?
Okay.
You guys heard of a game called Def Jam Vendetta?
Wait, what's that game?
Def Jam Vendetta.
The old, like, pizza game?
Old pizza game. Okay. You know what it is today?
Nah.
It's a game where, like, you get a bunch of rappers. It's like a rapper Mortal Kombat, bro. I want this game remade to this day, bro.
That should be so fine.
Bro, okay.
Good.
Who would y'all want to see on there, bro? Like, who?
What? Migos. Tag team.
Oh, yeah, that'd be fire, bro. So crazy, bro. Three Migos, bro. Push R2. Get them in there, bro.
Some Kratos, Freya, and Atreus shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Me, personally, bro, I want to see Tori, bro. I ain't gonna lie. I want to turn that bitch.
What the fuck?
I wanted to be like, I want to have it like Fincher, right?
Uh-huh.
Like the cameras, you finish person off, right? So they like down like this. The camera zoom on
the leg.
You zoom in on opponent. You know, Tori walk off screen. You don't know who did it. You hear? Dance, bitch, dance. You don't know who killed him.
All right, let's stop it. Nigga say he needs to be in the meta.
Bro, Drake come down, freaking like Batman, come out. Come on, bro.
Zombie Vaughn,
come on. Bro, come on, bro. God, bro.
Let's stop it.
Zombie Vaughn is crazy.
Zombie Vaughn, come on.
Let's stop it. All right. I know we missed a week, so we finna recap on the Game Awards, all right? Not really the awards, okay, besides the Game of the Year. But the announcements. All right, so you run it down for us today.
Okay.
Give us some announcements for that drop.
We got that Final Fantasy 16. You know,
mwah. Chef Kiss.
Was it real reveal trailer?
It's like a threat angle.
Is it like a reveal or like just like normal trailer?
It was gameplay. Just more gameplay.
Okay, we got that. Trailer. We got that.
How you feel about that, damn nigga?
I mean, I haven't beat any Final Fantasy games, so
okay.
It do look good, though. I don't know what, like, time period it's set in, though. But, like...
What for that matter?
I'm just curious, bro. Curious about the game, bro.
Nigga, did you play it today?
Yeah, probably.
Okay. All right, next game then. How about you guys? You come back Final Fantasy?
I didn't hear what you said.
Why? What happened?
I was reading this.
Oh.
Final Fantasy, I don't even follow Final Fantasy, I ain't gonna lie.
You don't fuck with it?
No, I don't fuck with it.
Anyways,
all right, that's a game.
We got Remnant 2, a game, you know, the game we got.
Oh, we never did it. We never beat it.
We need to beat it, bro.
Yeah, Remnant's kind of like a, it's like a gun version of Dark Souls, all right?
We need to beat that, bro.
Yeah, we do beat that, that'd be fine.
Look pretty fine. We got Blue Protocol.
That game looked actually fun. I don't know if it showed really good gameplay, but I've heard that game for years now. Blue Protocol, it's kind of like a open world RPG, Breath of the Wild, Genshin Impact, Sword Online type of game.
Mm-hmm.
It looks fun though. Made my band and Namco.
Oh, yeah.
Open world online.
Okay. We got Tekken 8 for all you fighting game niggas out there.
Tekken is so fun, bro.
Tekken is so fucking. It's so hard. Tekken is so sweaty, bro.
It's so hard to play, bro. But it looks so fun. I ain't gonna lie.
Pause.
Yeah.
Bro, you know it's sweaty when the whole game in Japanese, bro. No English dialogue, and when the niggas speak English, it don't sound right. Hey, man, let's fight. You know that shit sweaty, bro.
Dragon fist. Like,
take this, nigga. Only lame niggas say that shit. All
right, we got Street Fighter 6.
That actually look good. I actually want to make sure you guys this.
What else we got? Oh, we got the Hellboy game.
Hellboy look, yeah. I don't know. It look kind of me. I ain't gonna lie.
I got a unique art style. I'm not gonna lie.
The art style is fine, all right? But the gameplay look kind of weird to me. Was that gameplay? Or was it?
Yeah, it was gameplay.
Didn't look like it's like mostly melee combat or something like that?
Yeah, it looked like I had a lot of melee combat, which I wouldn't expect of a Hellboy game.
We got that. Star Wars Jedi.
The new Star Wars game was kind of fire.
Okay. Yeah, it did look good. It looks fine. Niggas dueling,
niggas grappling. Bro, it looks amazing, bro. It looks amazing. If you played the old Star Wars game, The Last Jedi, I think it's called.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? I think to me, that game like almost a 10 out of 10, bro. That shit, like, it was really just a good game, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like it was slept on. Bro, it was fire, bro. It's fire. All right, and I can't wait for the next one. Because it looks like it's just proven on it.
Batman for Suicide Squad.
Okay. How you feel about that? This might be one of Batman's. Kevin Conroy's last role as playing Batman. And it looked like a banger.
Bro, top 50 voice actors. Bro, top 50 voice actor.
Why you keep upping it? last time it's like
top 10,
it's top 5, then it's top 10, and then it's top 20, then it's top 30, that's not top 50. Maybe 49?
Top 50 voice actors, right? I ain't gonna lie, bro. I got kind of chills, bro. Even though I don't think he was say that shit in the game, but.
What?
I don't think he said that shit in the game.
Say what shit?
The I am Vengeance. I am the Knight.
Nigga.
I am Batman.
He's
not saying
drag, that. Drag, copy, paste.
He's not saying that shit. Why would he say it?
Huh?
Why would he say it? Everybody know who he is. And I'm pretty sure like Harley Quinn knows my name, dude. She said Bruce.
It don't matter, nigga.
So why would he say that shit?
Why would he not say it? Because he's saying it, bro.
No way.
Bet money's saying it.
No way.
I bet money's saying it.
Bet not. Also, I'm not ready to cut off the Flash meat, bro.
Wait, what? What?
This happened?
You see that shit?
You could dig off?
Yes.
So you swear.
You didn't see that shit? Boomerang cut it off and accident?
That was his meat?
Yes.
I don't know, like, you're lying.
I'm not lying, bro.
That was cock and balls.
We didn't watch the same trailer.
I seen something cut off, but I didn't know what it was.
It wasn't balls. It just shaft.
Why are you looking at that, bro? I'm not gonna lie.
I'm telling you, bro. Bro, you weren't shocked? Oh, you got shocked by Batman? You didn't notice?
No,
I wasn't paying attention.
No, I seen something fall off. Then he cut dick off, didn't he?
Yes.
How was it? You seen cock.
It's blurred, like a straight line. It's just blurred out.
I'm not gonna lie. Why are you looking at that, bro?
Same screen.
I thought he like cut his arm or some shit.
His arm
or his leg.
Fell on the ground.
I thought he fabric.
He kicked it.
Nigga, how big is this nigga dick? What the fuck do you mean he kicked it?
It fell on the ground and boom, he kicked it.
Yo,
bro.
Can we stop talking about this, bro?
I thought I was. We watch trailer. Watch trailer when you get a chance, bro.
This nigga wants a spooks version of the trailer. This nigga wants a spooks version of the trailer.
I'm telling you, bro. You cut it off.
Bro.
But I think Flash and regrow his shit. I think.
What?
I think he heals super fast.
Oh, what are you talking about, bro?
I think Flash can like, heal. Like,
no, he's dead, bro.
Since when?
Like, he just heals fast with metabolism.
Oh, since when can he grow back shit?
don't know, bro. Whatever. That's not even the main point. That's
what are you talking about? No!
That's not even the main
point. No! Why are you talking about this, bro? That shit did not happen.
Bro,
we can punch trailer right now, bro. I'm telling you what happened.
I was talking
about Batman. Punch trailer right now. I'm telling you what happened.
Trailer, bro.
Oh, and put it in
negative 2 speed, bro. Slow down.
Bro, they did not cut his cock off.
Yes, they did.
No, they did not. There's no way.
I'm telling you they did. I'm telling you for a fact.
Bro,
I seen it on the ground.
What I remember is, he said he cut something off and said, oops. But,
oh my, bro.
But why would he cock, though? Why the cock?
I'm telling you.
Bro.
What's this thing called? Suicide Squad?
Yeah, Suicide Squad.
How you spell that?
S-U-I. Side, I think, right?
No way he did that.
Yes, he did, bro.
Okay. I mean, it's a YouTube site. It's been clapped.
It's one of them blink and miss it type things. Blink and miss it type things.
It's crazy.
Oh, pause. Okay. Right, for those of you guys just listening, bro, we're trying to confirm if the Flash got his meat cut off during the trailer. I say yes. They don't believe me, bro. I don't know what they're watching.
No, he did not get his fucking cock.
Yes, he did.
Can you see it? Like,
no, it happened in the beginning.
Yeah, it's the very beginning.
Alright, the go Bruce. Okay. They bust in. They dragging him in.
Dragging him in.
Using this for the desktop scene is crazy.
Right now, meat's still intact. Meat's still attached. I can't confirm it's still attached.
Meat is still attached. Okay. Cock and balls, united. No way, I missed that.
I'm telling you, bro.
I'm telling you about Spook version, bro.
Is it blinking and missing type thing? And here's the freaking culprit right here.
He pins him up.
All right.
Okay, choking, flash out of the wall.
Okay. Hey, look around. The meat is on the ground, bro.
It's a fucking finger, you gay nigga.
Yeah, what the...
A fucking finger! Get him out of here, bro! Get him out of here! You're yay!
You're done, bro!
You're done! What are you talking about, bro?
Bro,
it's a finger, bro! Ew! You've been dead ass. There's no way you've been dead ass, bro!
Bro, wait.
No way!
You're done!
Wait.
You thought it was a tie? Wow, he took his dick off, bro!
Wait. To be fair, I was watching you watch it, you know?
And I didn't see a dick, nigga!
The quality was kind of off, bro, so...
Shut up, bro! Listen, you're done, bro!
But now this changed the whole plot for me. Hey, changed the whole plot for me, bro.
Bro, what the fuck, Ashes?
You on a whole side tangent about...
I told you, nigga. This nigga was watching the Spooks version, bro. Bro, nigga said.
Is that cock I see?
I was this close to.
That's game, bro. That's game, bro. Nigga, wasting our time. nigga, the cock inspector. I ain't gonna lie.
We had to confirm, bro.
Cock detective.
We had to confirm, bro.
Alright, and All right. We got the Lords of the Fallen. It was like that Souls Like game.
Mm-hmm.
That Under Ring type game. Under Attack Beat.
I don't remember that one, to be honest. Ness, skip. Shit, we light skin.
Still light skin. Meet Your Maker. We like. Meet Your Maker.
Meet Your Maker.
Yeah,
Meet Your Maker. That's the game right there.
It's like where you, someone builds something and you try to evade it.
Oh, that game look kind of fun. It look kind of fun.
Oh, that game looks fun.
It's like you almost like the. Almost like a dungeon.
Yeah.
Dungeon builder.
Yeah.
That was look unique. Alright, speed up. Come on, speed it up.
That's about it. I'm not gonna lie.
Nigga, Death Stranding 2.
Crash Bandicoot. He's a fucking...
Oh, Crash.
I feel like he did something, but whatever. Hey, for me, the reveals were decent. They were decent.
Nah, man.
I think they're decent. We got Final Fantasy. I got the Knights. Suicide Squad, Death of the Cock. I feel like I enjoyed it majority of it. It's a little long, all right. Mm-hmm. I feel like it needed to be. It was normally like four hours.
Was it normally that long?
They tried to short it down, but like it kind of stayed around the same length. It seemed like
possible.
Oh,
nah. I thought it was shorter.
Christopher, like, bro.
Bro, that nigga's speech was like 11 minutes long. Yeah. That was crazy.
Who gonna move him? Who gonna move him? Do not touch me, boy! Do not touch me! I'm speaking right now! Do not interrupt me!
What's his name? Christopher Judge?
Yeah, Christopher Judge.
He had an 11-minute speech. I enjoyed the speech.
Can we talk about a nigga look like an alien, bro?
Yeah, he don't look real. He like a custom character. Like, custom character, you put random on.
Yeah.
And then you can't random, like, I guess I use this character.
Bro.
And then when you come in the custom, you're like, ugh, what the fuck is this?
Short tangent, they confirmed they're making a God of War show for Amazon. Ooh, I wish Amazon wasn't doing it. But
Why is that?
That's what I want to say, that blue tint over the whole thing. That's like a weird filter.
I hope it's like the boys version, though. Kratos going some cock. Yeah. Mm.
What? Hold on, boy! Brace yourself, boy!
They do it every scene. We have to go to Greek, and you know, every scene.
Do you want them to start from
bro? Yes,
from the Greek shit.
They're not doing it right if they skip right to the 2018.
Yeah,
his jawline was made from the gods.
people sound like, please let Christopher Judge do it. Please let Christopher Judge do it. I get it, bro. He has the voice for it, bro. Mm. But
he won't look. Bro. I don't know what you do, bro. Paint him white all you want, bro. Mm-hmm. He's not gonna let Kratos, bro. All
right, do you want a white man or black man to do it?
What the fuck?
It doesn't matter, bro.
What the fuck, nigga? You trying to race me?
That's kind of crazy. It's a
thing. You trying to race me? It's a question. Come on, guys. Come on. I was just kidding.
No, nigga. I don't care. White or black, bro. I probably prefer black, though, because I feel like Kratos' voice out is black. He gives a black dad in Jango Live, bro. Mm-hmm. Like I don't want my Kratos. I see black, bro.
Who you got with the cast on, bro? Yes. You got any ideas?
But at the end of the day, I don't care. I love like Kratos. Sound like Kratos. I don't care. I don't care.
Why don't you just get the nigga who modeled him?
No, nigga, that's Christopher Judge.
Christopher Judge.
No, actually model him. Like,
he don't like fucking Kratos. Hmm? I think nigga do like the shield thing. Yeah. He don't like fucking Kratos. Yeah, he got a fat beard, but that's it.
Whatever, bro. Anyways,
Nick Kratos didn't play. The nigga play gotta be like 6'1", 6'2", some sort of that.
LeBron. So let LeBron do it.
Oh, when's the Last of Us show coming out?
Next month, I think. I'm excited for that. We can talk about that next week. I ain't watched Charlie yet. Actually, I'm not watching Charlie. Fuck that. Oh, side tangent. All right, this got off
okay, the dome, bro. Okay.
2023 and beyond, chat, bro. Podcast listeners. Mm-hmm. Anyone, stop watching trailers, okay?
It's just a dumb take, bro.
No, it's not.
It's a dumb take.
Stop watching trailers. Watch the announcement trailer, and that's it, all right? The 15-second announcement trailer, and that's it. I'm telling you. Okay. Cause what's out this week? The Spider-Man and the Spider-Verse trailer.
Yeah.
Number two. Bro, the sequel to the Spider-Universe, the Miles Morales movie. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay, the Joker trailer and they're spoiling everything, bro.
That's a dumb take, bro.
It's not a dumb take.
How you gonna know? Okay, I get it. Maybe like movies like there are sequels. You probably don't need. If you like the first one, you probably watch the second one.
Okay. But guess the Batman movie. Okay.
Yeah.
The Batman movie that dropped. Do you feel like the best movie was shown in the trailers?
The best parts of the movie was shown in the trailer?
Yes.
You might be showing Batman. I'm not trying to show Batman.
Oh, yes or no?
Okay, the only good parts of the movie were in the trailer. I'm trying to say.
Okay, so, but it's the best parts of the movie.
Most times, that's not the case. This parts. This,
yes, it is.
This okay, most time.
Yes, it is.
He hates Batman. So Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
Wait, Doctor Strange trailer was like a fucking clickbait. Like,
I think Doctor Strange did it right.
Marvel, one thing that they kind of do right. Okay, that's it's really only Marvel though. Mm-hmm. Sometimes. Marvel relies.
You argue the show too much.
Yes.
I don't think they do, bro.
I feel like movies. TV shows, it's like what, 12 episodes, an hour long. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot of shit they can hide in between, you know. Movies, no matter how long you want to be, it's gonna be around. It's gonna be like 2 hours, 3 hours long. Okay, mats. Mm-hmm. All right. Them showing the highlights of a 2-hour movie, bro. There's no way they can't avoid the best moments, bro. Mm-hmm. And to sell it, bro. You know. So don't watch like let everyone else watch the trailer. Okay, let everyone else on Twitter hype it up. You know. But you as a man, a person who want to click like and enjoy it. Stay away from them. I'm telling you. Unless you have to watch it, okay?
No, I'm testing out the theory right now, bro.
Unless you have to. Because I'm telling you.
It's a movie. Huh? It's a pending movie. Because if it's like a new IP, if you don't watch trailer, you won't know the movie.
I'm saying, okay, if it's a new IP, you watch that 15-second trailer, all right? You get like a little taste of it, all right? It kind of piqued my interest. Mm-hmm. But you don't get a, oh, this is the story. This is what's happening. And this is what antagonist is. This is what blah, 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 blah. This is what blah, blah, blah. Bro, you don't do that. I'm telling you, it fucks it up. And I've been going that route for like probably like a year and a half now. And mm-hmm. I've generally been able to enjoy shit more. Video games, movies, even God of War. Mm-hmm. I watched that one trailer with Tyr, That's it. I didn't watch nothing else. I didn't see. When I played the game, I know you can grapple on the shit. I know you can do hard as hell shit, bro. Because after I beat the game, I just got seeing the kind of advertising. I watched the trailer. I missed. Bro, like it's like shit like that. Bro, just don't watch the trailer, bro. Just don't watch the trailer. I'm telling you.
I think that's less on the people who watch trailers. I think it's more like people who make the trailers. I feel like a good trailer does not spoil the movie for you. A good trailer does not ruin the whole movie for you. Endgame trailer had your hype. Infinity War trailer.
I don't remember. I don't think Endgame needed a trailer. So I know
it didn't need a trailer, but the trailer for it had your hype.
I don't remember the trailer.
I remember it's like freaking. I don't
feel at all.
I'm thinking Infinity War. Hulk running through like the freaking woods. It never happened.
But Infinity War is good at making a trailer because they lie. They literally lie. Okay, no one else is lying. No one else is lying.
I appreciate a good lie. And like,
I appreciate a good lie.
They should limit the amount of trailers come out. I think two trailers tops, bro. Two trailers tops. One trailer when the movie first announced, and then one trailer when this movie's about to come out. But don't show like just remix the first trailer, bro. You don't need extra shit.
I'm just saying, don't show those moments.
Bro. I'm never watching the
Miles Morales trailer, bro. They're showing all the Spider-Mans, bro. They're showing crazy bangers, bro. If you've seen that shit in theaters, tell me you wouldn't got gas guesses. Tell me. I almost want to see CJ because CJ said he didn't watch trailer. I watched trailer, but I still got spoiled by that, bro. Tell me the nigga got revealed because you're like, damn, that's fine. I got a five. Tell me like that.
I didn't know. I wasn't surprised by anything on there, though. Like, nothing like.
What?
Nothing like surprised me on the trailer.
You can't stop lying.
I'm not lying.
You expected him to be in the game. I mean, expected him to be in the, not game, the fucking
what,
movie.
I don't know. See, that's the point. I don't know what you're so surprised at. Like, what surprised you?
Cassius, you know what Spider-Man they got revealed, bro.
You about the protagonist?
I don't know antagonist. No, I don't know antagonist.
I don't know what you're talking about, then. I don't know. That's what I'm saying. Are you talking about the.
Yes! Cassius, bro. No, don't spoil the scene. Don't spoil the scene.
Are you talking about the cameo, bro?
It's not a cameo. He's in the movie. It's part of the movie. Cameo,
bro.
It's part of the movie.
They're all in the movie.
Then the whole movie's a fucking cameo. Then I don't, bro. Stop. Wait. WandaVision spoiled this shit, bro. WandaVision is literally spoiled Professor X, bro. Did it not?
That's the only person they spoiled. Was
it don't matter. It don't matter.
I don't understand, bro. Like,
supposed to get you hyped. If it's the main focus of the movie, yes, you show it, okay? Mm-hmm. All right? But Professor X was not a main focus of the movie, guesses.
I don't know. He got you hyped. I don't think it was that big, bro.
Like, okay, but I'm saying it would have been even more hype in theaters.
And kind of disappointed me. But whatever.
It'd have been more hype in theaters. You watching it. What the fuck? Is that? I know that voice. That's fucking Patrick, whatever the nigga name is, bro.
Yeah.
Tell me you would have got hyped, bro.
I'm not hyped you.
Yeah, I feel you. I feel like they do release too many trailers, but like at the same time, if a trailer is out, like if it's new IP, I'm gonna watch trailer, bro. I'm sorry,
bro. I'm telling you, bro. Yeah, I'm gonna watch trailer, bro. Like
it's no point watching a movie if I'm never going to a movie blind. Waste my money.
Now you can take that route, then just don't buy it. Just wait to come out on HBO Max and Netflix, bro. Alright.
Word of mouth works, but word of mouth not that good to me. Like especially if like something I never heard of before.
Okay, word of mouth. And a little taste of it. That's all you need, guys. A trailer's too much, I'm telling you.
You want teasers at least? You want teasers?
50 seconds as long as I go, bro. 50 seconds as long as I go, bro. I'm not watching the whole breakdown, what the show is, what the movie is, because what's the point if I'm just gonna watch it? If I'm already gonna watch it, if you already gonna watch the movie,
I think a trailer is supposed to get you excited from the movie.
But see, if you already got a war, okay. Why are you watching the trailer?
Then you probably shouldn't watch the trailer.
I don't blame you. I watch it because I'm getting hyped for it, bro. But like, if I didn't know
what got a war. If you already watched Miles Morales 2, why are you watching the trailer?
Okay, people.
If I already watched Miles Morales, if you're already going to watch number 2, you know, regardless of what's going to show, what's going to happen, you're going to watch it, guys. Regardless.
Trailers were not always like this, man. I grew up when trailers actually like.
Okay, I'm not saying, I know that. The trailers were always.
So it's kind of like a cool feeling to watch a trailer and like kind of get like a tiny like almost a spoiler but not a spoiler. It's part of the movie for me. It's part of the experience.
Bro, imagine playing Justice League, Death of Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad, Death of Justice League.
Mm-hmm.
Is it called?
Yeah.
Suicide Squad, Death of Justice League.
And not knowing the meeting cut off. Not knowing. Like
imagine playing that shit as this and Batman come on screen. What the fuck is that, Batman?
Wait. You were surprised at Batman, right?
I was surprised. You surprised today?
It's called fucking Kill the Justice League.
Okay, but they was just annoying Batman's existence for it as ever, like the Rockstar game.
They said it's in the same universe as Rock City.
Okay, but that's not
their biggest game.
That's not mean Batman's in the game, guys. And that does not mean you show the moment when you see Batman for the first time, nigga.
Oh my god,
you saw Batman for the first time.
Okay, maybe not that, but I wasn't. I was like fucking like, oh shit, they showing Batman.
Okay, but still. What the fuck? Now when we get that moment, when you get that moment in the game, tell me it's not gonna hit less. It's gonna hit less. It's gonna hit. See, it's not gonna hit less today. I was coming up. Oh, we just dragging, Flash in? Oh, we just beat Flash ass? Oh, I know it can happen. Batman can come next. And say Flash.
Penhide bit it up. And you don't know if they chopped and screwed it either.
Huh?
You don't know if they like chopped and screwed it and make it look like that.
Okay, because, buddy, we know he didn't get this. Stop it.
He even got a workshop on the chopped and screwed. And he couldn't be like, can we
pick what's going on? What I'm saying is, it's just not worth the risk. Ben said, you want to take the 50-50 risk of liking the movie or not liking the gumbo. What was that movie?
I think you're trying to say, like,
watching the trailer. Yeah. Not watching the
drama. Come on, you're going in blind.
I'd rather go in blind and have a banger experience and then go in there to kind of what's going to happen and have a decent experience.
You know, and Vance is on W Van, bro. He's like, I want to show Batman, but like a little hint, so like a Batarang or something. That's what old trailers you do.
The old trailers you do. Get like, show the trailer, show some gameplay, show like a little 5-second cutscene of a battery going at you on the screen.
Yes.
And niggas screaming, bro.
Yeah.
And they don't know what's going to happen in that scene.
And they can still keep the little, I am the Batman, I am the Knight. They can still keep it.
Yes. Yeah. That's enough, bro. It's a game. Games are short enough. Especially now, bro, games ain't that good anymore, bro. So we have a banger game. You saw the best moment of the banger game of the year. Maybe, because
that game might be one of the game of the year. Drop next year, don't it?
So, bro, I swear to God, bro, when he advertised Spider-Man 2, bro, PS5, whatever, it's PS5 on it. When he advertised that shit, bro, they spoil that shit, bro, oh my God, I'm beating ass, bro. If they show some portal, all Spider-Man's come in, and they're trying to tell that, bro, I'm beating ass, bro. It's how hard is it to keep your fucking dicks in your pants and your mouth shut, bro? How hard is that? Show a little glimpse, bro. Mm-hmm. Don't show too much. It's that simple. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Reviews and everything will go up times two, bro.
I agree that trailers do show too much. Some trailers show too much. But, like, I'm not missing out on a quick trailer for the chance of it being shown too much. You know what I mean? Like, I'd rather be disappointed in the theater than, like, going not and just not know if I like the movie or not. I'd rather be disappointed. I ain't gonna lie. Like, I don't want to go in blind.
Okay, spoiler for the normal movie. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Did you know about going on spoiler before it happened?
They're not going on
spoiler. Keep it set.
They're not going on spoiler before it happened.
Did you know about going on spoiler before it happened? Before you watch the movie?
Yes, but I wasn't from trailer.
Okay, but how did Impression got leaked?
I don't know how it leaked.
Like, the image came out because the trailer came out. And it just showed it.
Yeah, that was some whole shit, but...
And then, now everyone's talking about it. Mm-hmm. Instead of you experiencing the movie, raw dog in the movie, you got protection on, bro.
The Japanese?
That's all I'm saying, bro.
Japanese culture don't care about spoilers.
But it does. It's still a trailer. Don't watch the trailer.
Okay. I would watch the trailer anyway. Like, I don't know. Japanese shit don't count to me because they kind of like... It's just
part of the culture. Smash this trailer's right, yes. But it's kind of like... That's
game.
Not really the same thing, though. I mean, games are good spoil trailers, but like, when it's coming to DLC, nigga, you need to tell me what I'm buying, nigga. You know, when I'm buying extra. But yeah, bro, it's just like, bro, spoilers are just too ingrained with trailers, bro. Like nowadays, bro, I can't sit back and watch a good trailer for more than 15 seconds, bro. It don't matter what it is, bro. Let's move. I really don't give a fuck about like an hour trailer, you know. Yeah. But like, let's say Black Panther, I haven't watched no full trailer of that.
Yeah, I haven't either. Hang on.
Because
I watched the first one.
I watched the first one. Kind of like, bro, I'm kind of curious how like everything went. Gambino after Chadwick's death and that. But everything else. Not watched it. I'm watching movies. So if I'm watching trailers, it's gonna tell me what's happening in the movie. And all the way you can get me hyped for the movie is show me some of the best moments. But you know, let's get into the topic. A little side quest topic.
Yeah.
You want to go to the next topic?
Well, that's gonna take a while. Let's do what's audio anime, bro?
Audio anime?
Yeah.
You ready on there?
Yeah.
I don't know if we had this take already. 2022, it has some good animes, I feel like. Chainsaw Man, Give or Take It, Hate or Not, JoJo, okay, JoJo coming this year.
yes.
Bleach.
Oh, yes.
One Piece, going crazy. Like Barto, you know, had a couple moments. It's just My Hero, Mob.
Yeah.
Bro, it's so much shit, you know, so much good content, bro. But is it me, or I just feel like it's not hitting the same? It's not hitting the same, bro.
Anime?
Yeah, anime. You know, like give or take a couple shows. I feel like old Grant, bro. I'll be binge watching Chainsaw Man. I'll be caught up right now. I watched one episode of Chainsaw Man, bro.
I think. W Van.
Side of the van.
I think it's kind of different because as we get older, you kind of respect your time more. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So you have time to, if for me, like, if I don't really know much about anime or, like, it don't really pull me with, like, the first trailer, I'm not going to watch it until, like, months after, you know? Like, it takes, like, big names to get me, like, drawn in. And I feel like even though you a little deeper into, like, the anime realm.
Yeah.
If it's not hitting hard on the first episode,
but you don't have the time. But shit is hitting. You don't have the time. My Hero Season 6 is hitting. But I'm just not watching it. I don't care. Okay, I care. It's like, it's weird. It's like weird. I don't know. Did you say title of the topic already?
OD
on anime. That's what I feel like I did, bro. I feel like I OD on anime, bro. Because, like, My Hero Season 6 is so good, bro. Every episode just get better and better and better. You agree? It's just been getting better and better and better. Whether the way it's shaping out, the fights, animation, some crazy moment. I feel like it's everything is getting good. It's good. Consistently good. But here we are. How many weeks has it been since you watched the episode? 3 or 4?
Yeah.
But it's been good, you know?
I think the thing is,
it's been good.
You have to, like, find a different, like, medium of entertainment to, like, you gotta have, like miss, like, animation, you know what I mean? Like, if only thing you want to watch is, like, anime, mm-hmm. and, like, obviously, like, other, like, not podcasts, streamers, stuff like that, like, yeah. IRL stuff.
Yeah.
You kind of, like, you can get oversaturated. So, with, like, sometimes, like, I go months without watching anime, right?
Yeah.
I watch, like, real shit. And then, like, dang, I kind of watch anime. I kind of don't feel like that motivation shit, like, oh, shit, see, like, a journey, or see, like, some exaggerated, like, fights for that.
Yeah.
But if I keep watching it, it don't hit the same. Like for me, when I watch, I don't watch Bleach weekly, bro. If I watch it weekly,
because mid,
bro.
Oh,
I don't watch Bleach weekly because, like, if I watch it weekly, I would, just because I'm old, I guess it just feel like cartoony to me. But, like, if I watch it, like, every other week, bro, that shit hits way harder than watching it weekly. And plus, I got 2 episodes back to back, because I'd rather spend my hour get my fix and then move on, bro.
But yeah. So how you about this, dude? Cause I feel like, see, right now you're in the age that when I can watch anime, one anime in a week.
Yeah, bro.
When I was this age, if I find an anime, I've been watching it.
But I caught one week. I caught Naruto in the summer, bro.
I'm saying, like, shit like
one
that.
Summer, I caught Naruto.
How you feeling about this, dude?
I mean, as a vet, I have not OD off of anime. You know. I feel like that, but that might be because I don't like have any like real life action shows that I can really like watch. But it's not that I can't watch them. It's that I just don't really have the motivation to. You know.
That's what it is. That's what it is for me too. That's like I said.
It's like the opposite.
I feel like there's good shows. Mob Psycho. I love Mob Psycho, bro. I watch 2 episodes of it. All right. I think like next week is the last episode of the show. I'm like, bro. I just know old me would have been like, what the fuck are you doing, Grant? Like, watch that shit already, bro. Before you get spoiled, or watch the shit because you do love it, you know?
Nick confused by growing up.
Bro, it's not been that. Because, like streamers and shit, like Kai and them shit, Kai, Rage, Bruce, nigga, they go live, I immediately go to right there, watch it, bro. Mm. I immediately go there, they riot, you know, I guess.
But, I guess it's kind of, it's like, it's even though you know you're getting, it's more variety than anime, you know? And a stream, you don't really have, like, obviously, you have to pay attention to it, but like, you can kind of like, it's not, it don't take that much thought process to watch a stream. To watch anime, if you don't understand what's going on, you kind of have to be like thinking, oh, what's going to happen next? Or what just happened? Or who's that character? How do they relate to this character? You know, sometimes your mind just wants to like relax. That's easy.
Bro,
it's easy to watch a stream.
Bro. You know, when I realized, I like, damn, maybe anime ain't hitting no more for me, is when I found this show. It was called like, Summertime. What was that? Niggas looking outside.
In trenches, bro.
I watched a show called, it's like Summertime Something. Summertime Render, I think something like that. It sounded like fucking hentai, but it's not right.
Wait, repeat again?
It's called, I think it's called like Summertime Render, something like that.
See, on the beach every episode, bro.
I swear to not, bro. The plot is damn near.
Grandma should get nosebleed.
The plot. the plot is damn near, like ReZero type shit. Like ReZero, like psychological time travel, and this shit is so good.
Mm.
And I fell asleep on it. I said, "This shit, I just can't watch it."
Nigga, you old. You getting old, bro.
What do you mean? But I watch.
I can give me a love of the movie, bro. I can watch my favorite movie, right?
Yeah.
I watch Endgame, bro.
Yeah.
If I fall asleep on it, that don't mean it's bad. I'm just getting old. This that just happens. It's not because it's mid. You fell asleep on it. Now if it's mid, I turn on Joker, I turn on Batman. And if we want to go to sleep, if I want to slumber, all right, bro.
Guess you can get
to slumber. Need a spell, bro. But that's all I'm gonna say. But I just feel like maybe it might just be me, bro. But maybe I feel like an OD or anime, bro. Nah, because some animes are fire, bro. So like I can always that clip of freaking My Hero movie, bro. That shit is just beautiful. Like, I can watch that any time.
I'm snacking. I watch clip any time I want to, but I sit down and say, Grant, you can watch this anime. I can't do that no more. Bro. As of that, or I can, but like it's been so much harder now. Pause.
Speaking of this,
it took me 3 years to watch season 1 Demon Slayer.
That's probably
me. But it's not been that long of a show. 25, it's like 25 episodes or something like that, first season is not 3 episodes, buddy.
I found this shit like a couple months ago, and they dropped a new episode like 2 days ago, I think. It's called Dragon Ball Deliverance, bro. Don't. I'm telling you. Okay, the first episode is kind of hard to get through. But episode 2, 3, and 4, bro, that shit is fire as hell. I'm telling you, bro. That's it, bro. Yeah, bro. Drop my deliverance and shit fire. Anyways.
All right. Shout out y'all for coming through. Hit that like button. Hit that sub if y'all new. Yeah. Join Discord. Link in the description.
Yeah. You guys got to admit, the trailer was kind of confusing. But that Suicide Squad trailer was kind of confusing.
Bro, no the fuck it wasn't. That's no, it was not, bro. Nigga, that shit looked like a whole finger, bro. That's why I see shit. Nigga cut his finger off. Nigga said kind of cut his cock off, bro. It's wiggling. Blurred out. Nigga had a different dimension. Nigga, where some blurry images at, bro? Oh, my goodness. But shout out y'all coming through. I enjoy y'all being, you know, actually interacting with us this stream, you know, being on the same topic. Shout out y'all. And all our podcast listeners, shout out to y'all. Give it a rate, so rate the podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, you name it, bro. Episode 104. I'm Grant, joined by my two hosts, TJ and Cassius. So, we out this bitch.
Peace.
The meat was not there, niggas. There was no meat.